Did you know that 50% of all businesses in the U.S. are home-based? Thank you for tuning in to Bible and Business with Brother Juan. I'm a certified Christian business coach and consultant, tax strategist for solopreneurs, and a strategic partner to help you build synergy in your business with bookkeeping. I empower Christians to achieve freedom with virtual service-based entrepreneurship. Today, we're going to talk about how to start your own business from home. Did you know that 50% of all businesses in the U.S. are home-based? 50% of new businesses also fail within the first 5 years, but home businesses, the average is 7 years. In the Bible, Luke chapter 19, verse 10 says, "For the Son of Man came to seek and to save that which is lost." The Son of Man came to seek and to save that which is lost. You know, Jesus was clear about his purpose, about his plan, what he became incarnate, what he lived his earthly ministry for, the reason he went and died on the cross and rose on the third day. He was clear about the plan, right? And with business owners, if you're looking to start a business, if you've been operating a business, you need a plan, right? And so we see the details of the mission of the church in the rest of Scripture, primarily the New Testament, but the basic premise is right here in Luke 19 and 10. Seek and save that which is lost. That's what we're called to do. That's called to do as a church. That's what the Great Commission is around. But we see this is the very mission and purpose of Jesus. So how to start your own business from home? There's I guess we can call this a checklist that I want to go through, right? And so first of all, you need an ideal. You need ideal, something that interests you, something that not only interests you, but also meets the need of the market or meets needs in the market. Secondly, you've got to decide what to sell. Now, I know that you have a skill, you have a talent, that I know that you can take to the market. And then you have to begin to plan your business. You need to think through all the different parts of your business: administration, accounting, customer fulfillment, right? Taxes. And you have to begin to plan out all the different areas of your business. You also need to decide on the legal structure. The legal structure. Are you going to be a sole proprietor? It means your business is not incorporated. Are you going to become a single member LLC? And a single member LLC, LLCs are state designations, and they're designed for legal protection. Unless you form a partnership with somebody, or unless you elect to be treated as an S corp, your single member LLC is what the IRS refers to as a disregarded entity. And you end up reporting your income and expenses on your 1040, your personal return. And so tax-wise, it's treated no different than being a sole proprietor, but you do receive legal protection in limited liability. Your liability in the business is the business assets, not your personal assets. It is a difference between a sole proprietor and an LLC. And then when you have an LLC, you also need to apply for your employer identification number, even if you are not planning on having employees, because this is one of the things that your bank is going to ask for in order to set up a bank account. And that's the very next thing. Opening up a bank account. Depending on the bank that you are choosing to open up an account with, they may require that you have different things. Of course, the articles of incorporation for your state if you have an LLC, the employer identification number, your EIN. They're going to want you to have an operating agreement that they need to have on hand. And then banks, some banks may require a certificate of good standing for your LLC in your state. And there may be other requirements, especially if you don't already have a relationship with that particular bank, as far as with your personal bank account. They may require other things to validate your identification, who you are in the business, right? And so then you also should be looking into insurance. Now, I primarily deal and help virtual service-based home businesses, not necessarily products, but people who provide a service to the market, whether it is to the consumer or whether it's to businesses. So whether it's B2C or B2B, right? But either way, you should have professional liability insurance. And the best place to start is where you already have your car insurance, your homeowner's insurance, renter's insurance. Start with that company because you already have a relationship with them. And you'd really be surprised for professional liability insurance how inexpensive it is. All right. And then you have to begin to set up your home office. Your home office. You need a designated area in your house. It doesn't have to be a whole room, but it'd be great if it was a room. So it has to be a designated area in your house in order to get the home office deduction. So you have to set up a home office. Everything you're going to need to operate your business within that home office. A lot of things you may already have, but you need to examine your situation and see what you're going to need. I also advise that you work with a tax professional, You're going to need to know the tax implications of your decisions because there are going to be some. And you want to be proactive when it comes to taxes and not reactive. Right? Because really, once you get behind, it is hard to catch up. Next, I would say that you should work with a bookkeeper. Even if you decide to do your own bookkeeping, allow a bookkeeper to set up your software, because I definitely believe you should be using software. Allow a bookkeeper to set up your software, particularly your chart of accounts for your business, so that you are not using or being confused by the chart of accounts that may be available in various software, whether you're using free software or whether you're paying a subscription. And so it's best to have someone to set up your chart of accounts in your accounting system. Next, check on any legal requirements. Check on the state and local requirements. Some states will require a business license or a permit. Some states may require that you have a sales tax ID. Because some states will tax your services, right? And people have to pay sales tax on your services. Other states do not. But you need to check what your what those requirements are in your state, in your county, in your city. Because they may require that you have a operating permit, even though you're a home-based business. And lastly, I would say come up with a marketing plan. You should have a description of your target market or your target customer. Who are you trying to reach? And you should also have an overview of your marketing goals. What are the goals that you want to hit as far as marketing? And so virtual service-based home businesses ultimately have a lower cost of entry. They can operate leaner. And they also have a greater success rate than brick and mortar. Let me say that again. A virtual service-based home business has a lower cost of entry. It's not going to cost you as much. That startup cost is lower than a brick and mortar. It can also operate leaner because you don't have a building that you're paying rent for, utilities, upkeep, janitorial services. So you can operate leaner with a virtual service-based home business. And ultimately, you have greater success because, again, 50% of businesses fail within the first 5 years, but home businesses, 7 years. So you have a greater rate of success operating a virtual service-based home business. If you need more help navigating your business, I invite you to reach out to us, nextstepfinancialpartners.com. If you want to get started with a home business and you need help along the way, my business coaching and consulting services are available at brotherjuan.me, brotherjuan, J-U-A-N.me. And so feel free to visit both of those websites or either website to connect. And we want to help you again navigate to greater profitability. And we'll see you next time.